Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. For all but 3 years, since 1947, at least one member of the Kennedy family has represented Massachusetts in Congress. This morning, we conclude our series on fresh faces in our congressional delegation with a look at the work of Congressman Joseph Kennedy III, who's represented the 4th Congressional District for the past 2.5 years. He's the grandson of Senator Bobby Kennedy and the son of former Congressman Joe Kennedy. Colleagues describe Kennedy as a hard worker who keeps his head down, and according to a recent study, he's the most bipartisan New England member of the House. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports on how this Congressman Kennedy is working to be known for more than just a family name.
Joe Kennedy III often spends his mornings exercising on Capitol Hill. Today, it's a cardio circuit, burpees, lunges, push-ups, and sprints. He works out with a bipartisan gang led by Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican congressman from Oklahoma who happens to be a former professional mixed martial arts fighter.
So we might disagree with some little things, but we all have something in common when we get up and we bust our butt, and that builds trust. We got 4 minutes. This is called sprawl and brawl. Knees! Sprawl!
The sprawl and brawl is near the end of the one-hour workout. By this point, the 34-year-old Kennedy is panting. But Mullen is still eagerly bouncing around and teases Kennedy.
Joe is by far the biggest wine baby we got in the whole workout. Hands down.
Kennedy says these workouts are intense. But the second-term congressman comes to build friendships.
It's one of the few places that you actually get to interact socially with other members that you wouldn't normally serve with. So there's a number of Republicans that come on a very reliable basis that I wouldn't have gotten to know otherwise.
He understands that to be a good legislator here, it's not just about good ideas, it's about building relationships.
That's fellow Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern. And it's true, Kennedy spends an awful lot of time connecting with Republicans. Colleagues say he seems to understand that legislation is often about the long view. Kennedy says he just understands the reality of being a member of the minority party. He talks as he takes his dog Banjo for a walk.
If you want anything to move, Republicans get to decide what legislation is brought up. So the only way that I can get laws passed is if I get enough Republican support and the right Republican support to convince Republican leadership to want to move the bill.
Kennedy explains that essentially every piece of legislation he's introduced has a Republican co-sponsor. It's more a matter of pragmatism than ideology.
You can come up with a great piece of legislation from a Democrat's perspective that will go absolutely nowhere if Republicans don't decide, one, that they, not only that they're willing to sign on to it, but to a large extent being willing to champion it.
Kennedy spent nearly 2 years working with Republican Tom Reed from New York on an advanced manufacturing bill that made it into law last year. He initially struggled to get support, but then his staff decided to break down every congressional district across the country by manufacturing base and reached out to local employers so Kennedy could go back to his colleagues and say,
here's 3 or 4 letters of support from companies in your district. And that actually helped convert the bill from saying, hey, here's a national piece of legislation, to this is something that folks back home want you to do.
That kind of diligence has given Kennedy a reputation that led Susan Brooks, a Republican from Indiana, to team up with him on opioid legislation this year.
You want to try and find a partner that you know will work it on the other side. I knew that he would be a good worker, and you've got to have a workhorse on these issues, trying to bring other members, not only from his side of the aisle, but from mine as well.
Kennedy is known as a policy wonk, a thinker who rolls up his sleeves to dive into problems. He often drops in on his fellow members of Congress to chat and talk shop.
Hey, Larry. What's going on?
On this day, he swings by Congressman Billy Long's office. Kennedy makes small talk with the Missouri Republican about the stuffed fish on his walls, and then dives in to the real reason he's here, to get Long's support for a bill that would keep federal energy regulators accountable and close a bureaucratic loophole. When Long says his staff had some questions about the bill, Kennedy points to all the Republicans who've already signed on.
What I think is fair to say is, I don't think Chairman Upton's folks had a problem with it. Mark Wayne is signed on. Adam Kinzinger signed on.
After energy regulation talk, the two men chat about weekend plans and family.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. You bet.
Joe Kennedy, he's very well liked, and that should never be understated in legislative life.
Richard Neal represents Massachusetts' 1st Congressional District. He's a longtime friend of the Kennedy family.
I think that one of the things that Joe Kennedy emulates very carefully is Ted Kennedy's penchant for being well-liked.
Neal says Ted Kennedy was one of the most skilled members of the U.S. Senate. And like him, Joe Kennedy III understands the inside business of Capitol Hill.
Where he's charting his own path correctly, it is mastering legislative life.
But even that is following in his uncle's footsteps. Kennedy doesn't look like all the other Kennedys. He has bright red hair and freckles. But as much as he tries to be his own man, it's not always easy.
How I've tried to approach it and approach the job is recognizing that I think as deserving as all of my family members are of recognition, there's obviously a lot more that needs to be done.
Kennedy says one of the things he's seen his family members try to do is leverage the powers of government to fix people's problems. And Kennedy believes that if you want to make the system work, it comes down to making friends across the aisle, just like his Uncle Ted did. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.